Chapter 12. I threw my attribute point into durability as I butchered Clara's body. I had to stop and breathe in and out to keep my gorge down. This was the most disgusting thing I had ever done. I only got a tiny amount of experience from killing her, which indicated she was indeed only level 1 like she claimed. The countdown timer over her corpse disappeared the moment I took my hand scalpel to her flesh. I was going to need that extra durability point. I wouldn't be able to eat her flesh. This game probably had some sort of antidote potion that cured poison, but I didn't have access to it. I might be able to cure myself over and over until the poisoning ran out, but I didn't know if poison did run out. Some games it did, some didn't. If it didn't run out, then I needed to avoid feeding Banksy via my own mouth. Something odd happened as I cut Clara's left arm off her body. A menu popped up over the severed arm.
Upcycle compatible left arm. +3 charm. -2 strength. -3 deftness. +charm parasite.
It took several moments for me to realize what that meant. I could switch my left arm with her left arm. None of the other parts seemed to be compatible. I didn't know if it was a random drop or what, but either way, it was a terrible trade-off. Also, her arm was less than half the size of my current arm. Clara zapped back into the room, screaming. She pulled herself into a ball on the floor and started whimpering. I'd moved her corpse to the kitchen counter, and I looked up from my work.
So, when you were dead, when Smash South had killed you, I mean, he said you picked me, not him. You were a fan of my art.
You could have fucking asked me! Christ, dude! He thought it would be funny to make me choose. He threw a bunch of photos in front of me and told me to pick my favorite. I picked one. It turned out to be yours.
Was it the mural on the side of the haunted house? The one with the revenant? The zombie guy?
No. It was the tire tracks going across the heart made out of glass.
It felt as if I'd been punched. She couldn't possibly know what that mural meant. Not to me.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't decide if I really was sorry or not. I needed her meat. I could only feed Banksy with food I'd killed myself. I didn't know how much food it took to get him up to level 5, but I would keep doing it until he could go out on his own. Her eyes widened as she finally noticed I was butchering her own corpse.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
I need to level my worm up. He levels from eating, not killing, but it has to be food I've killed myself. Smash South disappeared before I could get some meat off him.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Asshole. I should have known he'd given you a worm. Well, guess what, moron? You're not going to be able to feed it. Your kind can't eat. You'll die of poisoning before the food even hits the stomach.
I know. Stay close. I'm going to need your help with this next part.
I waited until Banksy died one more time. Thankfully, the meat didn't suffer any sort of rot or degradation. Clara sat, curled up in a huff, grumbling to herself. Her Korean soap opera ended, and another one started, and she watched it with impassive eyes. Eventually, she turned away, but left it on. I didn't want her to see, but I couldn't stand it anymore. I pulled up the interface and changed the channel, moving to my wife's channel to see what Mary was up to.
Signal lost.
I switched to my daughter's channel.
Signal lost.
A simultaneous joy and a wave of utter loss crashed onto me. Smash South had done it. He'd broken the connection when he'd fiddled with it. I was free. I was horrified that I felt that way. But I was. My wife and my daughter were both my hope and my crutch. I desperately wanted to check in on them, but this bizarre feeling of happiness settled. It was almost as if they were trapped in here with me, but now they had been broken out. Or maybe you're just a coward, and it's easier to deal with this without having to think about your responsibilities.
two channels. Let me guess. Your perfect wife and your perfect kid. They usually only spring for one. You should be glad it's all gone to shit. Usually they bring them in here, too. Especially if you misbehave.
What? What do you know about all this?
She refused to talk more about it. Banksy eventually groaned and died, and I re-upped my soul points with his death. I used a few of them to top up my health. Banksy regenerated, whimpering in my mind.
Okay. It's time.
I sat in the recliner by the fireplace. I'd laid out long strips of the meat on the arm of the chair. Clara sighed and got up from the couch, coming to kneel before me.
This isn't going to work.
Maybe not. I pulled my ragged shirt off. If it doesn't, then I'll just have to poison myself and try to sustain my health long enough for him to eat.
Hand scalpel summoned.
Banksy, you remember the plan?
Yes, Daddy. I'm scared.
Don't worry. Just stay as far back as you can until I tell you.
You are crazy.
With my left hand, I grasped a handful of my gray, mottled skin around my stomach. I plunged my scalpel into the flesh. I sliced long and hurriedly across my own midriff. Pain, ripping, tearing, overwhelming pain. I screamed, fighting the urge to double over. My life force plummeted as I arched my back instead. I felt my insides open, yawning like a mouth. I cast Reconstitute, offering only a few points into the healing. Too much, and my stomach would close on its own. It did not ease the lightning agony.
Do it, Banksy! Come get it!
Oh my God.
Clara panted as she grasped a handful of her own corpse meat and shoved it into my open belly. I screamed with a new wave of pain.
Oh, you cut too low. It's really far. Maybe you can do it again, but higher this time?
I don't think anything is happening.
Get the fuck down there!
I healed myself again. I was fighting a losing battle as my health bobbed down. In just a few more seconds, I wouldn't be able to heal the wound enough to keep it from killing me.
Oh, okay, Daddy. I'm scared to go in the tube, though. Hang on.
A terrible 5 seconds passed. Clara clenched her eyes closed, wrist deep in my stomach. Then, her eyes snapped open.
I can feel it. I can feel it. Eating.
Oh, this lady is delicious, Daddy. Oh, this is fairy meat. I get a bonus. Oh, I feel like I'm getting stronger.
Banksy, Gut Hook is now level 2. Your familiar is full.
Oh, I can't eat anymore, Daddy. Not for at least an hour.
Okay, pull out. Pull out!
Clara looked up at me, suddenly grinning. The look startled me, even through the pain. It was like a switch had been flipped, and she was a different person.
Turnabout is fair play. If you get to level up, so do I.
With a push that I felt deep, deep inside me, she lunged forward, sinking to her elbow in my guts. Suddenly, her feet were pressed against the chair, and she grunted as she pulled everything she could out of me. My insides shifted, slopping out of my body and onto the floor like a clog sucked out of a drain. I died screaming. I shouldn't have been mad. She was a level 1, and I was a level 6 who'd already killed her once. It was only fair. Still, I was mad. I was pissed. I couldn't trust her. And she couldn't trust me. I deserved it. But I still found myself screaming expletives at her as I regenerated, the pain of the death sequence dwarfing anything she could have done to me. This was my 9th death.
I went up to level 3!
She sat cross-legged on the counter next to the butchered remains of her corpse from earlier. The slabs of meat I'd cut off her body remained piled on the counter, but her bones and guts were gone. Her skin and the arm I could swap out remained, piled neatly next to the meat.
I'm almost to 4. That means you're probably really level 6 or 7 if my math is correct. Did your pet level up? Did it work?
It worked. He's bigger, I can feel it. But we gotta do it again. He only went up 1 level. I need him at level 5 so he can leave my body.
Okay then. I was afraid of that. You're right, we do need to do it again. But there's a problem. That's level 1 meat, so it won't be as effective. So you gotta let me kill you again. I'll go up another level, maybe 2. Then you kill me and take my meat, and then we'll try it again. This time though, I promise I won't kill you. When you're ready, we'll stuff your cavities with as much Clara spam as we can. We'll cut you open, stuff you like a turkey, and sew you back up. Then, Mr. Pet Worm can eat whenever he's hungry, and it should be enough food to level him up to 5. After that, we can start exploring. But we have to be smart about it. This is how the endgame works. You gotta get a key to the rift. There are literally hundreds of different ways to get one. And how you get it has a major effect on what happens. Supposedly, there are thousands of different endings. But before you can even worry about the key, you need to be able to control your guardian. When Anatoly finished the game before, they had 3 guardians waiting at the rift, and had somehow enticed most of the others to that area too. Pretty much all the demons in the game attack at this point, including all the demon princes and barons and kings and queens. It's pure chaos. The other kaiju held them off while Anatoly and the other 2 went into the rift. I didn't go with them, so I don't know what happens in there. But it took about 2 dates. They eventually won and the game reset. Anatoly told me it was next to impossible with 3 kaiju. They couldn't do it, so he'd had to employ some sort of cheat. It was meant to be done with 5 or 6.
I just stared at her. It was odd how her personality changed. One moment she was the meek fairy girl trapped with me, utterly devoid of motivation or hope. With Smash South, she was the firm sidekick, confident but vicious. He'd seemed to imply that she actually enjoyed it here. And now she'd changed again, into whatever this was. What, I wondered, was the real Clara? So you've changed your mind about helping me? What's different?
That was before I saw what you were willing to go through to get there. We got 6 months. Let's win this game.
Thank you for listening to Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon, Episode 1, The Mural. Written and adapted for audio by Matt Dinneman. Narrated by Jeff Hayes. Featuring Dory Sachs as Clara and Andrea Parsnow as Banksy. Music by Aaron J. Morton. Soap opera music by Ahmed Mahmoud. Sound design by Ahmed Mahmoud. Editing and mastering by Richard Smith. Text copyright 2021 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2021 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production. Watch for Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon Episode 2, The Hinterlands. Exclusively here at soundbooththeatre.com at the end of December 2021. Want more from Matt Dinneman and Sound Booth Theatre? Search for Dungeon Crawler Carl on audible.com. To find more awesome video game fiction, hang out with other Gamelit and Lit RPG fans on Facebook. Check out The Gamelit Society, Lit RPG Books, and the Lit RPG Forum. And happy Halloween!